This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again today by Mick Martin, who's the pastor of The Upper Room. It's an independent church in North Sydney. G'day, Mick.
Hey, Simon.
Mick, we've been talking this week about what it is to be human. We've looked at the relationship between being an individual and community aspects of being human, that sort of thing. Today we're going to talk about the power of the shared experience.
You can think of a million examples. You go to a rock concert and that sense of connectedness and unity and solidarity that you have with the crowd, and you get the band getting the crowd all singing together. And
it's powerful.
Very powerful. And you have this great sense of affinity with the people around you. Same thing happens at sporting events, big celebrations, you know, whether it's a family birthday gathering or the New Year's Eve fireworks. You know, this sense of people being in something together. You know, it's like if you go on a bushwalk and you're passing other people on the track, and the tendency we have to stop and say hi or exchange notes on the track or whatever it might be. Whereas if you're walking down George Street, you know, you tend not to do that. But there's something in the uniqueness of the shared experience that brings out this desire to connect with others.
There is, and the opposite, of course, is the case sometimes. I remember several years ago, I happened to be at the end of a trip in New Zealand, and I was by myself skiing in this fantastic environment. Right. But I remember sitting one lunch just by myself, looking out over this amazing view, and you know, I just felt a bit lonely.
We do have that experience that when we're in some situation that really speaks to us, and there's this almost an instinctive desire to share it with somebody. You know? And I guess you see it even in a more superficial way when you're watching comedy on television or a movie. So if you're watching it by yourself, it's just as funny, but you don't laugh out loud. And as soon as somebody else is in the room with you,
you join in.
There's a collective experience there. I guess the classic example of the constructed shared experience is the team building weekend, the corporate team building weekend, where you go away into some wilderness and go through all sorts of
challenging things or drumming.
Exactly. And the whole point of that is to create connection and bonding and a sense of unity and solidarity between the people who are sharing the experience.
And to come home with the T-shirt.
Yeah. Extreme experiences, of course, are situations of war or natural disasters. We've had plenty of those lately, political upheaval, where the stakes are really high and people really need to bond together. In those shared experiences. We might talk a bit more about those later on.
Yeah, pretty much all our meaningful relationships, Mick, are born out of shared experiences. So our families, our school, sport, work, might be church or a club that we belong to.
Exactly. And if you think about who are the close friends in your life, there's that word again, the people who are important to you in life and how you came into relationship with them, it's usually through some shared situation, some shared experience. And what strikes me about that too is the apparent randomness of which people in the world become our friends. So if you think about those people, like you could be friends with a whole bunch of people, but you just happen to be friends with the people that fate has thrown you together with and you've had those shared experiences.
What is it about the shared experience that brings people together so powerfully?
I think what happens in a shared experience is that the things that normally divide and isolate us from each other dissolve away as we discover the core of our common humanity, that we suddenly start to see those things for what they are. We see them as constructs. We see them ultimately as not really meaningful. What's meaningful is you and me here now in this common experience. And so all that stuff tends to dissolve away and dissipate. You know what it's like when you've been through something with some people, and we were talking earlier about being on a football team.
Right, it's an intense experience, and sometimes you feel like you've shared an enormous amount with people in those sort of situations, bonds with people.
Right.
But then when when that's finished, it's over, your career's finished, you're just looking back on these as memories. You might think suddenly, actually, I don't share. There's not much I have in common with some of these people.
Exactly, and so there's a sense of contingency to the whole thing of shared experience. But I guess the point I'd finish on is in a very broad sense, what if we began to think more about life itself as a shared experience? You know, when you think about it, there are, 6 billion of us here on the planet right now. Here we are in the middle of this vast universe, and we're all plonked together here on this little planet. At this particular point in time, there are people who've lived before us that we'll never know. There are people yet to come that we'll never know. This is us here now. What would happen if we all began to think about us being here on this planet right now and living together as a shared experience? You know, what power might there be in that?
It's a unique thing, isn't it? People have come and gone, there are people who are yet to come, but we are in a unique situation, sharing the planet at one time together.
Exactly.
It's I like the word kairos. It's God's special time
right.
for us.
Yeah.
And we're living like that was true could make a big difference to how we live our lives.
As John Lennon would say, imagine.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.